तो टुडेज स्पीकर इज हिज ग्रेस मुरारी वल्लभ प्रभु. सो थैंक यू सो मच प्रभु जी फॉर योर वेल्युबल
कृष्णा,
एसोसिएशन. नाउ यू कैन स्टार्ट द क्लास प्रभु जी. थैंक यू सो मच. हरे कृष्णा. धन्यवाद
हरे
प्रणाम.
कृष्णा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 20 टेक्स्ट नंबर 163 ऑनवर्ड्स। अथा वये बहु नैतेन किं जानतेन तवार्जुन विष्टाभयम् इदं कृष्णं एकं सेना स्थितो जगत्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाई डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद। शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। बट वॉट नीड इज देयर अर्जुन फॉर ऑल दिस डिटेल नॉलेज विद ए सिंगल फ्रैगमेंट ऑफ माई सेल्फ एंड परवेड एंड सपोर्ट दिस एंटायर यूनिवर्स। फॉर दिस कोटेशन इज फ्रॉम भगवद्गीता 10.4264। भक्त भगवान अनुभव पूर्ण रूप एक ही विग्रह तन्र अनंत स्वरूप। ट्रांसलेशन। वन बाय डिवोशनल एक्टिविटी वन कैन वन अंडरस्टैंड द ट्रांसेंडेंटल फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड विच इज परफेक्ट इन ऑल रेस्पेक्ट्स। ऑल्दो हिज फॉर्म इज वन ही कैन एक्सपांड हिज फॉर्म इन टू अनलिमिटेड मेंबर्स बाय हिज सुप्रीम विल। 65। स्वयं रूप तदेकात्मा रूप अवेश नाम प्रथमे चीन रूप रहे न भगवान। द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ द गॉडहेड एग्जिस्ट इन थ्री प्रिंसिपल फॉर्म्स। स्वयं रूप तदेकात्म रूप एंड अवेश रूप। पर्पट श्रील रूप गोस्वामी हैज डिस्क्राइब स्वयं रूप इन इट लघु भृगा भगवातरम भागवतांत्र आत्मा पूर्व कांड वर्स नंबर 12। अनान्यापेक्ष यद्रूपम स्वयं रूप स उच्यते। द फॉर्म ऑफ सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ द गॉड हेड दैट डज नॉट डिपेंड ऑन अदर फॉर्म इज कॉल्ड स्वयं रूप द ओरिजिनल फॉर्म। दिस फॉर्म इज ऑल्सो डिस्क्राइब्ड इन श्रीमद भागवतम 1.328। कृष्णा स्तुतु भगवान स्वयं। Krishna is the original form of Supreme Personality of the Godhead. That Krishna form is a coward boy in Vrindavan is the original form of Personality of Godhead, Swayam Rupa. Is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 5.1. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. This is nothing superior to Govinda. There is nothing superior to Govinda. He is the ultimate source and the cause of all causes. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.7, where the Lord says, Mata Paratam Nanyati. There is no truth superior to me. The Tad Ekatma Rupa forms also described in the Laghu Bhagavat, Bhagavatatma Atmarata, Purvakanda, verse 14. यद्रूपं तद् अब्देन स्वरूपेण विराजते अकृत्य अदिभिः अन्यत् कृक् स तद् एकात्मरूपकम्। द तद् एकात्मरूप फॉर्म एग्जिस्ट साइमल्टेनियसली विद द स्वयं रूप फॉर्म एंड ऑल नॉन डिफरेंट। एट द सेम टाइम देयर बॉडीली फीचर्स आर स्पेसिफिक activities appear to be different. The Tad Ekatma Rupa forms are divided into two categories, Swamsa and Vilasa. The Lord Krishna's Avesha form are explained in the Laghu Bhagavatatma, Bhagavatatma, Purva 18, Jnana Shakti Adi Kalaya Yatra Vishto Janardana Ta Avesha Nigadayante Jiva Eva Mahat आत्मा। ए लिविंग एंटिटी हु इज स्पेसिफिकली एम्पावर्ड बाय द लॉर्ड विद नॉलेज ऑफ स्ट्रेंथ इज टेक्निकली कॉल्ड अवेश रूप। As stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Dantalila 7.11, Krishna Sakti Vina Nahetara Pravartan. Unless a devotee is specifically empowered by the Lord, he cannot preach the holy name of the Lord all over the world. This is an explanation of world Avesha Rupa. 66. Swayam Rupa Swayam Prakasha Dui Rupe Spurati Swayam Rupe Yeka Krishna Vraje Gopa Murti. The original form of the Lord, Swayam Rupa, is exhibited in two forms, Swayam Rupa and Swayam Prakasha. In his original form as Swayam Rupa, Krishna is observed as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan. 167. Prabhavai Vaibhava Rupe Dvivida Prakashe Ekavapu Bahu Rupa Yache Haila Rase. In his original form, Krishna manifests himself in two features, Prabhava and Vaibhava. He expands his one original form into two many. And he did during the Rasa dance. Mahishi Vivahe Vaila Bahu Vida Murti Prabhava Prakashaye Shastra Prasapara Siddhim. When the Lord married 16,108 wives in Dwarka, he expanded himself into many forms. This expansion and the expansion at the Rasa dance is called Prabhava Prakasha, according to the direction of revealed scriptures. Sauberi Adipraya Shekaya Vyumaya Kaya Vyuhaile Narendere Vishmayanahaya. The Prabhava Prakasha, the Prabhava Prakasha expansion of Lord Krishna are not like the expansion of sage Sauberi. Had they have been so, Narada would not have been astonished to see them. Chittam Bataitad Ekena Vapusa Yogapat Prata Graheshudvai Ashta Sashram Shriya Yeka Udavah. It is astounding that Lord Krishna, who is without a second, expanded himself into 16,000 similar forms of married 16,000 queens in their respective homes. This verse is spoken by Narada Muni in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10.69.2. Rupasya Akriti Pratak Yadi Bhashe Bhava Vesha Bedinama Valbhava Prakashe. In one form, a feature is differently manifested according to different emotional features is called Vaibhava Prakasha. Ananta Prakasha Krishna Re Nahi Murti Beda Akara Varna Astra Bede Nama Vibeda. When the Lord expands himself into innumerable forms, there is no difference in the forms, but due to the different features, bodily collects and weapons, the names are different. Anya Che Samskaritatmanom Vidina Abhihitena Te Yajanti Tvanmaya Tvamvai Bahu Murti Yeka Murtikam. In the different Vedic scriptures, there are prescribed rules and regulation principle of worshipping different types of forms. When one is purified with these rules and regulations, we worship you, the Supreme Personality Godhead, although manifested in many forms, you are one. The verse quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.47. In the Vedas, it stated that one becomes many, Eko Bahu Sham. The Supreme Personality of the Godhead expands into various forms, Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva, and Shakti Tattva. According to the Vedic literature, there are different regulative principles of the worship of each of these forms. If one takes advantage of Vedic literature and purifies himself in the following rules and regulations, ultimately, he worships the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.11, Mama Vartamata Vartante Manushya Partha Sarvasha. Worship of the demigod is in the sense of worship of Supreme Personality Godhead, but such worship is said to be avidipurvakam, improper. Actually, demigod worship is meant for unintelligent person. One who is intelligent considers the words of Supreme Personality Godhead, Sarva Dharma Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Vaja. One who worship demigod worship the Supreme God indirectly, but according to revealed scripture, there is no need to worship him indirectly. One can worship him directly. Om ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurum militam yena tasmai shri gurve nama shri chaitanya manobhishtam tapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa padamayam dadati swapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yutapadakamalam shri guru vaishnavamsha shri rupam sagrajatam सगणारघुनाथाम्बितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सगणाललिता श्रीविशाखाम्बितां च नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपेष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायिते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिसे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वशबानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछकल्पतरु बेक्ष कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदादा शिवासदि गौर भक्तवंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो टुडे द लॉर्ड इंस्ट्रक्ट्स सनातन गोस्वामी इन सो मेनी वेज हाउ इज एम्पावरिंग सनातन गोस्वामी वी कैन सी दैट द ट्रांसेंडेंटल फॉर्म ऑफ Impersonal Brahman, which is absolute, complete, and unlimited, which displays the varieties of countless planets also. But we are serving the Bhagavan Rupa of Krishna because he is the full personality which can give us all the benefits, all the necessary things. Here it is explained that Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu Mata. Sarvam Parvartate Iti Matva Bhajate Ma Buddha Bhava Samavita. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything animates me, emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So here, Sanatana Goswami is instructed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Because we also should get such knowledge. Whom we should worship and whom not we should worship. We don't want indirect worshiping of, you know, Krishna, because Krishna is accessible to us for the direct, you know, service. So we can do devotion service to him directly. So he's expanding. Here he said that he can expand. And he's giving example of Sobharup Muni and, you know, Kardama Muni also, one who expanded 9 times. Here Sobharup Muni also expanded to satisfy this 50, you know, wives. So there's where occasion where Krishna allowed them to expand in such a way, but their expansion is only to benefit their personal gain. It's not that they are expanding for all the devotees to can worship. Here, Krishna says that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that there are 3 types of forms. One is Swayam Rupa, that Krishna itself, and Tad Ekatma Rupa, where Krishna expands like him, but the expansion is for a particular reason, about a particular reason. When Krishna comes, there are multiple, you know, reasons for Krishna's advent in this world. He can be a gopa, he can be a princess, he can be a, you know, can annihilate most of the demons, he can show his Virat Roop. So many things he can do at a time. That is his own Shakti. He is showing his own, Shakti Roop. So, and another is Avesh Roop. That is human beings which are empowered. Some of the people are empowered, like Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Six Goswami, all are empowered because Krishna wants to give his message to his empowerment. So this is Avesha. So once we know Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigra Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karam. So Bahad Bhagavatam and other places, Lagu Bhagavatam, everywhere it is written, it is only Krishna. He is the Swayam Bhagavan. There is no one else. One thing you should understand. The original form of the Lord, Swayam Rupa, is also exhibited in Swayam Rupa and Swayam Prakash. So here, as a coward boy, it is explained, he comes in Golok Vrindavan also. He is 16 years old. There is no less than and there is no more. And nobody is above him, or nobody is equal to him. He has got pastime, Ashtavika, in the whole day, which is divided into so many pastime, pastimes in different time of the day and night. So one of the features of him is a coward boy. He is carrying car. But that is fixed time is there. Then he comes back, how he has got rust dance with, and he expands. Many, many millions of Krishna, and he dances with gopis. So that is also going on. And here, they explain that how he married 16,108 wives, and he expanded. And when he expanded, Narad Muni goes and sees in every place. And he does different activities in different times. So Narada was astonished to see that how Krishna can do such a marvelous, wonderful activities. Because one place he is taking bath and he's playing with his children and wives in the lake, swimming pool. We thought only we have got swimming pool. But 5,000 years back also, many of the people have got their own palace and other houses, swimming pools. They were maintaining well. The roads were very nice, better than ours. And everywhere water is sprinkled, aroma everything is there. House is decorated so nicely with pearls and gold and diamonds and other. So they were so rich in olden days. It is not that we can show off our palace and something which decorated by ordinary elements and metals and everything. So here, when we see, he does Prakash also. So Prabhava Prakash, because he is revealing, these opulences. So here it is explained that it's not like Saubhagamuni or Gardhamuni who expands themselves into many and they enjoy their life. That's not the reason why Krishna wants to elevate, he wants to show the world he is the supreme personality of the Godhead. Nobody can come near. Sometimes He takes Vasudeva from Nara and from everything. And according to the four, Prada, Padma, Shankar. So when different places he keeps the hand, if he keeps the lotus flower in left hand or in the right hand, according to the forms are worshipped like that. There are 24 forms. It will explain next sloka, text, everything is explained, how the 24 forms are coming up. So for us to understand, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he expands into Balaram, Radharani and, Sankarshan, and Balaram expands into quadruplet. Again, it expands into another Godhead. So we should know that then Mahavishnu comes and Prabhudaya, Shirodaya, Vishnu comes and from them the creation happens and secondary creator is Brahma. So once we know these things, this is much more easy for us to understand how Krishna, original form, he can expand into a Shakti form and sees all his potencies. We know that, external, internal potency. Yeah. So Radharani is internal potency, external potencies, Maya and other people, how we are marginal potencies. So we can understand how forms are, how is potency are expanded into so many places. He is one, but is expanding into many forms. That is his greatness. Because he can do anything he wants, because he's the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. So here it is said that Prabhu Prakash, extortion of Krishna, not like, you know, Sobari Muni and everything. And Narad Muni, how we explain everything in Srimad Bhagavatam, how Krishna's activity, day-to-day activity, and his form and features also differently manifested. So in every palace, he may be looking a little different, but he's same Krishna. We should know that. And when he comes back, comes out of his palace and goes to his daily activity, he becomes one again. So everyone is waiting for him to come again. He will expand into 16,108. So it is to understand how he manifested in many forms, though he is one, it is wonderful activities of Krishna. So here he says, Bhagavad Gita 2.1 also, what he says that, इमं विश्वस्य योगं प्रकृतम् अहम् अव्ययम् विवासान् मानव प्रभा मनो विक्षवक्षो बल पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड इट सेड आई इंस्ट्रक्टेड इट इन इंपरिशेबल साइंस ऑफ योगा टू द सन गॉड विवस्वान एंड विवस्वान इंस्ट्रक्टेड इट टू मनु the father of mankind, and the Manu is then instructed to Ikshvaku. So here, everything is explained, how the knowledge we come. And again in 4.11, he says, Krishna says here, ye yatamam prapadante tam tataiva bhajami am मम वर्तमानु वर्तन्ते मनुष्य पार्थ सर्वशा all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path, all in respect to son of Partha. Everyone is searching for Krishna in different aspect of his manifestation. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, is partially realized in his impersonal Brahma Jyoti effulgences and all pervading super dwelling within everything, including the particles of atom. But Krishna is fully realized only by his pure devotees. Consequently, Krishna is the object of everyone's realization. And this, thus anyone and everyone is satisfied according to his one desire to have it. So, according to our desires, we get that type of realization. Krishna instructs in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bharat Bhagava, everywhere it is said that Krishna Swayam Tu Bhagavan. So once we understand there is no one above Krishna, no one is equal to Krishna, we need not worship any demigods in our lifetime. We should respect them, of course. Whenever we go to temple, we should respect, we have to, fall obeisances to him, and his devotee also we can give respect to them. There is nothing wrong in that. But our in the mind, in the heart, we know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. We are only worshipping him and we are doing due devotion service to them. Here it is explained that those who are in less intelligence, they only worship demigods for the immediate benefit, because demigods, whatever benefit they are given is temporal, it cannot be permanent. But whenever Krishna blesses us, Krishna gives us intelligence to worship it, then it is permanent, it's never lost. Then it is written that Vedas, the teaching of Vedas received through Guru Parampara, also known as Amanya, the meaning of which is committed to memory. The inflammable evidence of Vedas and Sri Shastras, Smriti Shastras added by Srimad Bhagavatam, is well in advance evidence that such is direct perception, pratyaksha, that concur with the guidance of Vedas are all accepted as pramana. The pramana establishing the following premise, that's fundamental truth. Paramatattva, Sri Hari is alone the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Sarva Shaktiman. Sri Krishna is the possessor of unlimited multifarious Shaktis. Akila Rasamrita Sindhu. He is the ocean of nectar and mellows. Vibhinamsha Tattva. Both the Mukta, liberated, and Baddha, the nations Jivas, are the eternal separated parts and partial of Lord. Baddha Jivas, conditioned souls, are covered by Maya. Mukta Jivas, liberated souls, are free from Maya. Achitta Beda Abheda Tattva. The entire universe consists of conscious, sentient Jivas, Chit, and non-sentient matter, Achit. As Sri Hari Achitya Abheda Veda Prakasha, that is to say, it is manifestation which inconceivably both one and with the different from him. Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotion service is the only practice sadhana to attain perfection. Krishna Priti, transcendental love and attention for Krishna is the only one final object of attainment. That is Sadhya Vastu. So here it is. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Gauranga Deva is here and instructed 10 distinct tattvas. He is telling Sanatana Goswami all these tattvas, which is to the faithful Jivas. He cannot give anyone this knowledge because they don't have faithful faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And once we have got full faith, this comes from Dasa Mula Tattva, which can be read according to that. And it can be read in Jaiva Dharma, written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's nicely explained how this Eko Bahunam, so how Krishna expands and what we have earned, what you should know that. So because the self-evident Vedas, which have been received in the Sampradaya through the Guru Parampara by the recipient of Sri Hari's mercy, such as Brahmaji and others, without Hari, again it is written, without Krishna's mercy, nobody can follow what is Krishna and how is Krishna's pastime. So we should understand this knowledge will help us why we should know, why we should be in want of grace of the Lord Krishna. Otherwise it is very difficult. So they say that our personality develops according to our genetic disposition, that's what is family. Family also makes us some influence on us. Then it is upbringing. How the upbringing helps us in the family because of the tradition, value, and character, everything up. Then association, with whom we associate. With our relatives are very karmic action and their mayavadis. So that also affects. And we have got a free will. Free will, what we should intend to do, and not but least Lord Grace. So whenever Lord Grace can come through, you know, devotees or acharyas, books, everything, then these five things which is necessary for our destiny to change. So because of free will and Lord Grace, we can change our future destination. Instead of karmic reaction, we can attain our real goal of the life, that is bhakti, which is very important, pure devotion service. So these five things are very, very necessary for us to come into contact with the real devotees and get their mercy on us to Krishna. So Krishna always is ready to give us so much mercy, but we may not be in a position to receive, want it. Once we are really entering for this mercy, then everything is possible for us to, you know, advance in our spiritual life. It is said that when Prabhupada was empowered of Shaktavesha Avatar, so he is empowered by Krishna. When he was kept as quarantine for, I think, 2 weeks, he was telling that, I was telling Krishna, don't send me to this world. This world is full of, you know, all unnecessary wanted laws and other things, which is doesn't help any human beings to advance in our spiritual life. So he was telling me that it was Krishna's plan is always there. He wants to send the best Senapati to, you know, this world so that we are fallen soul can get elevated. So Krishna knows when to do what to do. So here Krishna is expanding according to his wish. Nobody can force him. He is autocrate. Nobody can ask him, you please expand, so you become my wife or my son's mate or child. It is not possible for us. But because of our own effort, endeavor in advance in Krishna consciousness, it makes us everything. So we have to follow whatever our spiritual master, what is the Shastra says. One of the time, Bhakti Siddhanta, Jagannath Babaji, had this happen. He was always insisting to go out to have festival, everything. And Jagannath Babaji was forbidding him, don't go, it's no use. But one day he was insisting, Babaji, please give me permission, Master, so I can, see what is happening. Then with reluctant heart he gave permission. That was in the midnight festival. It was going on. They were celebrating. And he doesn't know anything about that, but he wants to attend that. So he went there. But the condition was by Jagannath Babaji, don't take any prasad there. This is the condition. If you want to take, we will take together. You take a banana leaf and take the prasad in there covered by banana leaf and bring it, and in the morning we open it and see, and we can share both of us. So this disciple went to that festival and everything was over. When he got prasad, he packed up in his banana leaf and came back. And in the morning Jagannath Babaji was asking him where he bought the prasad. He opened the prasad. It was containing some liquor, some flesh, everything, bones, hair, everything. So he was shocked to see that. So Jagannath Baba just said, I told you not to go there. This is not the festival. This is celebrated by the ghost who were there. They were meeting once in a while and they were celebrating and they were eating all, abnormous things. So understanding this story, why Jagannath is, he can see, he can, predict what is going on, what is not going on, everything he can see. But our nature, that's why spiritual master, Om Ajnana Tinirum Natsir Jnana Antana Shalakaya. So when he applies to our eyes to see the real world, whenever he takes to Vrindavan, everything, and yatras, he anoints us with his speech, he shows us the way how to have the Krishna's Leela so many places. That's why here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatana Goswami to give that experience to all of us. It is available easily for us, this experience, but we should have a good faith, firm faith in our spiritual master, firm faith in Shastra and Sadhus. Then this real knowledge, we can get it through these people. Otherwise, it is very difficult to understand what is actually Krishna's Leela, Krishna's pastime, how his expansion, everything is very difficult. It's so much complicated. We know that this Krishna's Abheda Tattva, which is non-different, he is one place, he is not there, he is part of it, he is control of that, again he is not part of it. So many complications might come unless we understand, because he is the Supreme Personality of the God. He can be here, he need not be here, but the action will take place. Once he started Prakriti, when he has glances, all the Jiva Tattva comes out, all the living forces comes out just by his glance. So he is the Supreme Father also, he is the Bija Prada. So we should know that some of our ability to understand the Shastra is limited according to their capacity, because we are not fully absorbed to understand the Shastra. So once we fully absorb with the mercy of spiritual master, then the relishment of this nectar of his pastime is much, much more, millions of times more than what we now relish. So we should understand this philosophy of Krishna consciousness is much, much greater than any other philosophy in the world available. So we should not waste our time listening to so many other things which has got no nectar. It is just like punacharvita charvinam. There's a juice which is already taken away. There is nothing, just a molasses where you know, nothing left in that. All the rice are beaten and the rice have taken. What is there? Nothing much is there. So it is useless for us to. That's why again and again they say that punacharvita charvinam. There is no juice in that, in external world. So when we know there is no juice in that, why to again chew that, the same thing, chewing. So we should have a firm faith. That's why he said it is adoshraddha. Adoshraddha is the first thing why they are telling. We should have full faith, unquenchable faith in Krishna and his, you know, whatever he has sent us, whatever devotees he sent us for our benefit. So we should have firm faith, whatever Shastra says and whatever understanding by the spiritual master and whatever other, you know, senior devotees who can explain this Shastra very nicely. We should be fully absorbed. We should not have taste for something only, because Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's form, Krishna's paraphernalia, everything is all worshipable day to day in our life. So understanding, contemplating on this, every moment of this, we can relish. Yes, how Krishna lifted with little finger, how he is, you know, relishing the relationship with all the gopas and gopis, how he expands and dances with everyone, how that, you know, pastime can give us so much immense benefit to us. To purify ourselves. Every moment is purifying in Krishna consciousness. Every bit of things, whatever we do, it purifies. And we are going near and near to the Lord. So he says that many of the times, you know, in Malaysia, one of the times, they put a case against ISKCON. They are telling that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that I am, in the demons, I am Prahlad. So they were telling the demons we are worshipping, we are not worshipping them, God. That's why they found out. Then they, you know, put some case stronger that what is the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj? How a demon quality Krishna picks up, not the picks up only demonic quality, but he never had demonic quality. So it is explained nicely, you know, by the reference of Srimad Bhagavatam and other literature, and the judge convinced so much. So he dismissed the case. So here we know that our one Srila Prabhupada saw the beautiful palace, you know, one of the palace, and it was in the perfect place, and it is beautiful. Its architecture is so wonderful, and it is, you know, lawns were very nice, and it is situated in such a nice place also. Now, Prabhupada was thinking, Prabhupada was telling how death takes away everything from him, Hari. So what is the renouncement? When he takes, he's so much attached to that his palace, one who lives there, he will be a dog or cat or someone will be again coming to that material world. What is the use? That's why Prabhupada is telling many times, success is like a public party. Whenever there is a success, so many people, you know, tell, very nice, they congratulate you, everything. It's like a public party. But failure is like a private funeral, because nobody will be, you know, telling you, oh, you failed, you can try again. Nobody appreciates, actually nobody notices. That's why like that. Even when nectar or honey brings very happiness in life, because we are relishing it. But whenever distress comes, it is like a string of bee, which is very painful. In sea, looks very beautiful at a distance. Like this material world, if you compare, it looks very beautiful. But when you enter it, when you enter the sea, the ocean, where, you know, all the waves throwing here and there is like Maya. We are here, we are attracted to such a Maya, but we don't bother about, you know, just waves throwing us here and there. We are having distress, we have got pain, everything. So we should understand that here, this world is full of, you know, it is told by Krishna only, Dukkhalayam Ashvashatam. When we say that we can't have peace and happiness in this world, we should not try to get it at any cost. So once we understand that this is necessary, things written in the scriptures, how much we absorb, how much we get it, knowledge through, you know, acharyas and other people. And understanding it, completely absorbing that, completely having full faith in that, we can advance very fast in the spiritual world, spiritual life, and we can go back to Godhead very soon. Actually, today also, partly yesterday also, there was appearance day and disappearance day of something. One is appearance day of Sita Mata, that is consort of Lord Ram. We know that when Sita Mata is Aladdin Shakti, we know that this potency of the Lord cannot be taken by any, you know, they can be taken by any womb. So they have to be born from the earth or somewhere. Born means the appearance. If you see Radharani or Sita Mata, they appeared all of a sudden. It is not that they are born to any parents. It is not possible for anyone to keep that effulgent and that potency in the womb. So no womb is fit for that. So it shows that they come as, you know, when Janak Maharaj saw the child in the field when he's laughing. That is actually, they say, this come from the earth. When she enters again later into the earth, herself, earth keeps her and us give to Janak Maharaj, because the pastime of the Lord winning the heart in the hand of Sita Mataji. So we should see this Sita Devi, Mother Sita, how she was dedicated, everything, around Lord Ram. Whenever Ram went to forest, she was, she was almost crying. She was telling what is the real duty of the wife to a company, whether it is forest, whether it is palace. And she was there just because she was attracted to that deer. She has to suffer, almost 11 to 12 months in Ravana's place. Ram, giving opportunity to serve, freed of Ravana and got her back. And she was there, and they were there again, they were together. The whole kingdom was happy, like, you know, they were serving like father and mother towards his prajas. And she was one of the very obedient, because she is the consort of Lord Ram. She knows nothing is more pleasurable than serving her, serving Ram. And so this is her mood everywhere. When she appeared, she gave pleasure to Janak Maharaj. When she came here, Ayodhya, she gave pleasure to all the people, including Ram. Everyone was worshipping her because she was there. Another disappearance day of Janava Mataji. I mean, appearance day of Janava Mataji also. Janava Mataji also, we know that she is a consort of Lord Nityananda. She brought up two children. And so we know that there the Vasudha and Janavi are expulsion of Revati and Gurumi. So she was also like a mother to all the devotees after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. She was in charge of many clans. She was serving all the devotees, and she is the one who ordered all that books written in Vrindavan to be bring to Navadvip, so she can preach these books and safeguard it. We know that story, how Srinivasa Thakur Shyamananda Prabhu and Narottam Das was carrying. That's the first book distribution party in the boulevard. Now we can have so many facilities. We can go in the bus, we can go in the flight, we can carry or go in our own cars. So modernization and helped us in that way also. So in Keturi Gram, when first Gaur Purnima, you know, celebrated, Dhyanavi Mataji, who cooked for all the people, and Narottam Das and other people were singing, and everyone was in ecstasy, such a way that they, you know, they can attract the Gaur Sundar Prabhu, Gauranga Prabhu, and all these people, Nityananda Prabhu, all, you know, associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to that place to bless all the devotees. That's a wonderful Gaur Purnima. And Dhyanavi Mataji was the one instruments in cooking everywhere and serving many people. And she is the one who directing all the people how to have, you know, perfection in pure devotional service. And another one is Madhu Pandit, who is also one of the associated of, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is his ardent deity, worshipful deity of Gopinath. If you see Gopinath, somehow it has got mystical powers. And everyone wants to, you know, have. When Dhyanavi Mataji ended her, you know, last time in this mortal world, she entered this Gopinath, same Gopinath who worshipped by Madhu Pandit. So we have to see, in the, when the, this bullock cart was going, somewhere to know the garland offered by Madhu Pandit to this Shamanand Pandit and you know, Shamanand Narottam Das and Srinivas Pandit. So that is way in this. And Chota Gopinath, we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once in the morning he entered the where Radhadhar Pandit was worshipping that, and Chitta Gopinath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered that deity. Here, Janavi Mataji also entering Gopinath's, and she's completing her pastime in the mortal world. So, that is the first Sankirtan movements happen in our Gaudiya Brahma Madhva followers. So, there are many people like Mani Chaitanya, then Vrindavan Das Thakur, Miniketan Rama, and all these people dance so there, you know, to that, what is that potency Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them. They danced more than many hours. They were never tired, and Janani Mataji cooked nicely and served them nicely. So we should know that whenever there is a festival, we should be part of it. We should relish it by dancing. And another, one of our spiritual masters, Godfather, brother, has written a book, Don't Believe Who Is a Sadhu Who Doesn't Dance. So we should know that Prabhupada made us, you know, kirtan, dance and feast. That is our main job, philosophy. So we should follow whatever written, whatever is told to us. We should not be shy in not dancing in the festival. We should not be shy in singing for Lord. We are all doing for the pleasure of God. And when we are honoring the prasad, we don't eat prasad, we honor it. That also one of the potency of the Lord. So expansion of the Lord. Here it is written that this is all expansion of the Lord only. The Harinama Sankirtan, Golokira Premadana Harinama Sankirtan. It has come from all the way from Golok Vrindavan. It is not manufactured anyone in this world. So when we know this Golokira Premadana, so we should honor it, we should participate it, and we should relish it, and we should give this to other souls to relish. We should not keep ourselves all this, you know, divine teachings of the Lord. And when we enjoy, the real happiness comes to us, the real peace comes by participating in all these festivals, whether it is Madhu Pandit, whether it is Janavi Mataji, whether it is Sita Mataji. All these pastimes are very important. when we talk of Sita, whole Ramayana comes to in our mind, how she suffered, how she has to, she was coming from such a, you know, the royal family, she has to go to forest without much bread, but how they sleep, how they sacrifice, just because Lord Ram was asked to go to exile. So they didn't ask, Ram didn't ask, Sita Mataji never asked, why I was a prince, why I did. Lakshman never asked, Bharat never asked, all are sacrificed. In the life of devotees, the sacrifice is plays a role. You see six Goswamis, how they sacrifice, they never bothered. Madhavendra, he never went for aims, but Krishna provided. Srivast Thakur never begged anyone. Everything is to come. Krishna provides everything according to our, you know, way of surrendering. That's why Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Parityaja Mamaikajam. He says, you don't worry about anything in this world. I can provide you everything, but you have got a strong faith. Once we have got strong faith with the Lord, then what is happening? Everything comes. We have already told, a success, a public party doesn't need to us anything. But failure also doesn't need. We should not be anchoring and, you know, lamenting for failure and success. Then our real path, real goal in this life will be fulfilled. How it is fulfilled? Because we have got the grace of Krishna. That's why we told five things, you know, genetic disposition according to scientific, that's family, and upbringing, association, free will, and Lord grace. Lord grace will come for us. If we follow the stricture very well, having full faith in Sadhu, Guru, and Shastra, and Gauranga, then everything is possible. It is given out. We have got excellent, super excellent opportunity to, you know, go forward, fast forward. It is not like that other people, you know, are slow. It is our greatest fortune that we are part of ISKCON. The Prabhupada has given us all the weapons for us to fight this Maya and come out victorious. Victory is guaranteed. No game victory is guaranteed. No other, you know, matches victory is guaranteed. No other religion victory is guaranteed. Here victory is 100% guaranteed. It's not 1% guaranteed. So we should be having so much faith in our movements, and we should be part of it, and we go on associating with like-minded people. We should chant better and better every day. We should read better and better. We should absorb better and better. So everything is better, and the fast Golok Express also comes in better way to pick us up one day and go back to Godhead. Again, there we chant again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We don't change. We have got only one mantra. We have got only one Gita. And one we have got one God. So once we know all these things without, you know, disturbed, without having any doubt in that, our prosperity, our happiness, and our peace, and going back to and joining our whoever lost their spiritual master, or who is there to take us back to Godhead. So I will stop here. Any correction is there, let me know. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dandavat Pranam, sir. Glory to Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhu. The class was very beautiful, and I really liked the way you were glorifying the captains of Sita Devi and Hanuma Devi, and also the toward the end you were making a very important point as how much faith we should have in this process. So thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you so much
for patiently hearing Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hi Krishna Prabhu, Pandas for now.
Thank you for
the beautiful class, Prabhu. I just love the pastimes you narrated. I had never heard of some of the pastimes like Jagannatha Sababaji's pastime. Those pastimes I had never heard. It was really inspiring. Thank you, Prabhu.
That is only to teach us we should complete level of faith in spiritual master. We should not have adventurous our own way. Then problem will start. But at least the devotee didn't eat there. That's another thing he had done. But he actually, spiritual master tells us, you know, Prabhupada also used to forbidding us to go to nightclub and other things where we should preach because he was not sure we'll come back safely. That's why whenever spiritual master says, don't go, we should listen blindly. We should not have any doubt in that.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you also for a very nice class. I was just thinking, I liked your point about how you were saying that we're made up of our genetic makeup and then our upbringing and our association also. I didn't ever think about that, but I always heard genetic makeup and also upbringing, but the part about association, I forgot, I didn't even enter my mind, but when you mentioned that, it was very, very enlightening, you know.
It is written in the scriptures. That's why Krishna gives us free will. That free will be used in nice way. All these other things can be get rid of it. Of course, we were enough when bad association, most of us, in our previous, early.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now we understand association now is important. All our genetic, our family background, maybe, different in different cases. But if you see the most of the Maharajas, spiritual master entering in these moments, they had very, very bad family background. Means they are not spiritually advanced, but Prabhupada made them qualified. That's why we have been made qualified with our spiritual master and like-minded people. So that is already there with us. So our free will make us where to go or where not to go. Once we decided we are in the right path and we go forward, march fast, then yes, Lord's grace will be always there.
Yes, thank you so much. That's even more enlightening. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you very much for all the pastime of Janma Devi Mataji, Gopinath, and especially Jagannath Das Baba. Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Hari Bol, Gopinath.
Hari Bol, Gopinath. Hare Krishna Mataji, can we stop here?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji.
On the call now. Bansha Kalpati.